For WNPR News, I'm Ray Hardman. Five Yale School of Music students have been awarded a startup grant to develop a global online platform for musicians to explore effective approaches to practicing. It's early December, and for college music majors, that means juries, where music students perform for a panel of professors to show how much progress they made during the semester. Felice Doinov, a graduate student in flute performance at Yale University, says cramming for a semester's worth of music is not always conducive to good practice habits.
Like anyone, when the stress hits, musicians tend to start running their programs as opposed to effectively really narrowing down their focus and practicing effectively.
And for musicians who can spend upwards of 8 hours a day in the practice room, practicing effectively is key, not only to learning and memorizing repertoire faster, but avoiding repetitive motion injuries like carpal tunnel syndrome. So Doinov and five other Yale musicians came up with an idea, the Practice Portal, an online platform where great musicians from around the world can offer their perspective on effective ways to practice. Doinov says live streaming will be key to this revolutionary approach.
There are many benefits of live streaming. Musicians are able to watch and learn the methods of other people. Live streamers will be able to interact with other musicians and receive immediate feedback on their own practicing.
Take, for example, this video by classical guitarist and member of the Practice Portal team, Chris Garwood.
And then I'm going to break it up in the same way, a group of two, and then a group of three, slur, and then a group of three, slur, and then a group of three.
The group took their idea to the Yale Entrepreneurial Institute's Venture Creation Program, who gave them a $1,000 grant to get the website up and running, and enrolled the group in their five-week series of Lean Startup Workshops. The group is in the process of launching the official website, with plans to create a Practice Portal app in the future. Ray Hardman, WNPR News.